Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is clear and pleasant. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. In Jerusalem, the night remains warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports that Israel and the U.S. are working with Lebanon to cut off Hezbollah's funding sources, targeting banks and money changers, in efforts to block Iranian money. This news comes from earlier this hour. Also, Israel Hayom informs us that a 19-year-old was brutally attacked by a group of youths on the Eilut promenade. The victim suffered serious injuries and is now hospitalized. This incident was reported just minutes ago. Also this hour, The Times of Israel has noted that Israel has paused its strikes in Gaza, temporarily halting the search for October 7th terrorists. Despite this, the Prime Minister has rejected a peace roadmap, and the IDF chief insists on proactive measures against Hamas. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Iran claims its deal with Oman is nearing completion. The U.S. must act to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Additionally, Houthis have attacked Saudi Arabia. This development was reported a short time ago. And finally, according to JNS, Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a U.S.-brokered roadmap on Hamas disarmament. Hamas is urging Washington to pressure Israel to proceed with the next stage of negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, wrote just minutes ago about Hamas's commitment to the peace roadmap, urging the U.S. to pressure Netanyahu to comply. Balaz News relayed remarks from Kevin Hassett, a former U.S. economic advisor, noting that workers earned significantly more during Trump's tenure. Adam Louis Klein commented that if anyone questions the characterization of October 7's perpetrators, they should refer to Hamas's 2024 document that aligns with anti-Zionist rhetoric. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the coordinated efforts against Hezbollah. Maariv details that Israel, the U.S., and Lebanon aim to dismantle the economic channels that fuel Hezbollah's operations. This includes aggressive measures against financial institutions linked to Iran. The goal is to weaken Hezbollah's influence and reduce regional tensions. Turning to the incident in Eilut, Israel Hayom reports the young man was attacked over a cigarette dispute. His mother has called for justice and increased safety measures in public areas. The violent nature of this attack has sparked outrage and calls for action to prevent such incidents in the future. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel outlines the strategic pause in Gaza operations. This comes amid pressure to navigate a peace process, despite military leaders' calls for continued action against Hamas. The balance between military strategy and diplomatic negotiations remains delicate, impacting regional stability. In other news, from the Jerusalem Post, Iran and Oman are close to finalizing a deal that could reopen the vital Strait of Hormuz. This is crucial for global oil transport. Meanwhile, Houthi attacks on Saudi Arabia highlight ongoing regional conflicts. Such developments could influence global oil prices and affect international diplomatic relations. Finally, from JNS, Netanyahu's rejection of the peace roadmap concerning Hamas signals ongoing tensions. Hamas's call for U.S. intervention indicates a complex diplomatic landscape. The international community remains watchful of how these negotiations will unfold, affecting peace prospects in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business discusses legal clauses in employment contracts. These clauses aim to protect business interests, but often conflict with workers' rights. The ongoing debate highlights the need for balanced regulation. Separately, Maariv Business reports on the success of an Israeli technology in the U.S. The non-alcoholic wine produced using this technology has won acclaim, showcasing Israel's innovative contributions to global markets. And finally, Katek shares that Serbia's Israeli-backed drone factory is set to open in September. This development marks a significant milestone in international cooperation and technological advancement. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.